him about what is up in his team. Started waking down here at this dam. I didn't want him to wake down there, but he got in with them folks down there at the dam, and when they completed hit, then they wanted him to...
Yeah, and move this over here. Okay.
They wanted him to go to some part. It's west. They wanted him to go with them.
Yeah.
His mama didn't want him to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then he,
Oh, that's Walter Fjord.
The
Walter Fjord Dam.
That's right.
Yeah.
He went down there.
He did?
Still did. Hoping to build that down there, and then he,
I remember when they were building that.
This school, up there on Georgia, I reckon they call it Georgia, or something, road and all stuff. But he built it. Hoping to build that enough there.
He hoping to build?
Yes, sir.
You know, that dam, I guess that changed the way the water ran a lot, didn't it?
Yes, sir. There's a lot of water, a lot of water. And if they sell one, get drowned down there.
Really?
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you the truth. And I go down there, call myself going down there to fish, and they talking about getting out there on them boats. And I seen them just, some things just be standing up, you know, that way, and they call themselves raising and going on.
Yeah.
I tell them that's too much water to swallow. So I ain't gonna get out on that plane with no boat. They ain't gonna get out there.
Yeah.
So a lot of them get out there in plenty of time, you know, they might not be to the cell. May have a little tardy or something like that. And you get careless, you know, and you know anything. You're fishing out there and it just get over balance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dangerous.
Yeah, I suspect it is. I've never been out there fishing or anything like that.
You ain't never been out there, you're still. But I'm going to tell you, it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go, being a white fella, we go down there sometimes, and I'd go along with him.
Yeah.
Because we'd be out on the bank.
Uh-huh.
And look to me like that water, he's not even sitting on that bank. That water looks like he's drawing me this way.
Uh-huh.
And I get up and get back further. I just can't stand it.
What kind of fish did you ever go out in a boat, little boats around here? Was y'all used to fish around here?
No, sir. I never been out on no boat.
You don't know how to swim?
I swim a little. But there are plenty of places, you know, I don't know how deep it is, and so through that I ain't going out, you know, fooling along with it.
Yeah. Where did y'all get your water from when you came up?
Come out up here?
Well, when you were born and when you lived down around Shelton.
Oh, they had wells at that time.
You had one at your house?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
Yes, they put a well there. If it didn't have now well, you had to tote water from a spring.
Yeah.
Use spring water.
They towed it in a...
In a bucket.
Wood? You ever see them wood buckets?
That's right. It's called a hickory bucket. Not hickory, but a cedar bucket. Some old water bucket. Some of the beads kind of... small at the top and be kind of large, you know, at the bottom.
Yeah, right.
And that old water drink good. And a lot of times they use big old gold, you know, big old gold they raise, you know, and put water in.
Yeah, I've seen those.
We used to go to get an old thing in the field and get old sack and dig a hole and set that thing down in there, and it'll keep cool too. But things still have changed, there ain't no joke. It's just come a long way, like I said, white folk. Long way.
Yeah. I expect so.
No, so. Cause I caught it, cause I hadn't Let's see. When I married.
Is that somebody there? Should I move my car?
I hit. The car door slammed.